And now it's time for our winning business segment. And it's winning business because nobody has to lose. And with us today is a true winner. His name is John Bonanno, our Green Bonanno, who's also known in certain homes, namely his own, as the Red Hot Green Bonanno. So he's a little picante, don't you know? And what we're going to do is, you know, now he is no longer simply a pundit telling us all about solar and alternative energy, because he is now an operator, where he's now running a company called Principal Power, which is a global, designed to be a global independent power provider of renewable energy. Called Principal Power, he's the president and chairman of the board. So, John, now that you are rolling up your sleeves and in the operating role, how are you going about leading your company?
It's a very challenging thing to start your own business, and I think I forget it every time I do it, but it's also a wonderful experience. So I personally work with a coach on a weekly basis. I think that's a really important thing for a company leader, to have a independent third party with no strings attached, just helping you guide not only your company, but also helping you guide yourself, because ultimately you're guiding the company. In my work, I always find that the actual being rather than doing is the most important thing. And recognizing your impact on your team is also a second really important thing, because I lead by example. The way I live my life is the way I lead my company, is the way I work with my family and my intimate relationships. So everything is an extension of me in some way that I come into contact with. So by centering myself and by grounding myself in my principles and my values, and allowing myself to express my talents with elegance, not with struggle, I think that I affect or I impact my team in a positive way. And also picking your team is really important, because the first thing you do is you build your human capital. And I've picked a really great partner in this company. She's the CEO, which is a very unique thing about a power company and renewable energy company. So not only are we different from a lot of the fossil providers, but we also have a woman CEO. So we're making a statement, just like we're seeing in the presidential elections this year. We're seeing a woman as a candidate. I mean, 4 years ago, I don't know if we could have conceived this, but it's such a wonderful change, and it's opening people's minds as to how things can be different. And it's not about struggle. It's about solutions. So I think that's some of the stuff that I work with.
Let's clarify a little bit when you talk about being. What being are you being? What are you focused on in terms of, you know, how you want to feel inside your skin and bones as you go about your day, and what you're looking to create and inspire others to?
Well, it is a very meditative process, and I do spend time on a daily, if not other days, doing some meditation. But for me, it begins with my raw materials of my thoughts, my feelings, my attitudes, my beliefs, my decisions. And I take those raw materials and then I move them towards being present with them. So if I'm feeling angry at something, which from time to time does happen, anger is not negative, nor is it positive. It's just an emotion. And so if we feel them and we allow them to come to us, and we express those emotions, then we can move beyond them and we can have that relationship that we want. So I think I start there. I start with my raw materials.
And is there any other practice that you have that you can perhaps, as we're all leaders out there leading our lives?
You know, as you are doing a startup or any business opportunity, there are a lot of challenges. And of course, that can be bring up a lot of anger. I think anger processing is the first thing that so many people can do to take the edge off, so that they don't have vested interest or a hidden agenda. The more clean you go into a relationship, or the more clean you go into an engagement, meaning emotionally clean, the more you're going to have an outcome which is more to your liking. It's been my experience. So I think anger processing is the first place you start, and it can be as simple as closing your eyes, taking a quiet moment, envisioning what makes you angry, and then just getting angry at that. And by just expressing that emotion, you release yourself from it as well.
You know, you make a great point, because so many of us have been taught, you know, there are good emotions and bad emotions. The bad emotions, and anger seems to be one of them, you know, maybe gets a bad rap out there. You know, you sweep it under the rug, you deny it, you compartmentalize it, you ignore it. Yeah. And with a fear that if you really were to, if one were to go into anger, that one gets out of control. And when one gets out of control, then all sorts of things start to happen and the manure hits the fan and all the things that we could possibly want to happen in our lives won't.
Yeah. There's also a large part about the patterns of behavior of your past that you need to break free from. Maybe they're an adolescent pattern or a child pattern or whatever it might be, where your relationship with your mother and father are intertwined. All that comes into your present, and you need to address that in real time. You can't be saying, oh, I'll deal with that later, as you say, sweep it under the carpet. That's probably the going to make things more difficult than make it easier for you. So,
you know, one of the things I noticed, because I'm basically helping to run a startup company as well.
That's right. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And congratulations on having my share of anger about it all, don't you know? So what I notice is that my anger is typically tied to some ultimate lack of control, where somehow I get angry that either people are not responding to me in the time frame and exactly in the manner that I want, and I have a sense of powerlessness about it, and that makes me angry. And I notice that, as you pointed out, when I allow myself to feel it, sometimes, you know what, it's just an old pattern, and frankly,
let it go.
I know a different truth.
Yeah.
The truth is, everybody's out of my control. How about you out there? How many people do you really control? Right? How many do you really control? When it really comes down to, aren't we just all doing the best we can? And to the extent we get really attached to things looking a certain way in a certain time frame, you know, that's something that can really stand in our way.
Well, it's also not very loving to be controlling.
Right. But somehow we don't always have that
control
of our own emotions and directing it into a loving way, no matter what our practice is. But then again, that's really what it comes down to, is creating practices that really support us. And thanks for bringing in, inviting anger into our show here today, because on some deep level, each of us has some. If not from the past, some in the present. And to the extent that we can feel it, move through it, and let it go, we're creating a lot more space for a lot more love and a lot more fun. John, thank you so much for your red-hot green advice.
Thanks.
So here we are winding up another show of Inside Wealth. And, you know, if you heard the bowl of stew earlier, we kind of invoked presence and invoked the possibility that if this were, in fact, the last program, what would he want to communicate? And I got to say, we've had some great guests here today that have really helped to ground, because you never know what's going to show up, right? You start making something up and then things start happening. And one of the things with radio is you never, even if it's pre-recorded, you never know exactly what's going to show up. And so I got to say that this particular program has been, I'll say, divinely orchestrated with all humility, because as we take a look at what can we possibly offer of the greatest of what Inside Wealth has to offer? It's about presence. And as Richard grounded it even further, it's about being present in our body. Because our body is completely holding on to whatever the heck we think we are, right? All of our thoughts, all of our feelings, and all of it. And to the extent that we become more comfortable, to the extent, dare I say, we actually enjoy being in these human spacesuits of ours, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, there is an old proverb, I think it was either Polish or something, that health is the first wealth. Well, I think we all know that on a profound level. And if we do have our physical health, which clearly is a relative term, because even as we would define ourselves as healthy, how many of us have, those tight necks or lower back or set jaws, you know, or tension, you know, in the eyes or wherever in the brow, wherever it is, we all have it. And what Richard Strozzi Heckler is making it really clear is that if we really want to live the life that is truly exemplary for us, forget about for anybody else, forget about being a role model for anybody else, let's just get nice and selfish for a moment behind closed doors here, right? Just us. We get to focus completely on our own life experience. Don't we want to absolutely love our lives? Don't we want to have our last gasp of breath saying, you know what? I use this body for all it had. I use whoever I am, whatever creativity, whatever joy, whatever love of life, whatever passion, whatever sense of significance I could possibly ever want or aspire to. You know what? I used it all up. I went for it all. And, you know, as Austin Powers would say, I'm spent. Wouldn't that be really cool? And isn't that what so many of us, and maybe you specifically, isn't that what you really want? Don't you just want to have a full life? And yes, we know that money plays a big role. Because aside from the fact of it putting, you know, food down our gullet and a roof over our head and some clothes so that when we keep our thermostat at 60, we're not shivering our butts off, you know, it's more than simply survival. It pays for one heck of a good time, and in many cases, it pays for us feeling better about ourselves. When we drive around, let's say if you happen to be in Marin or in the East Bay, and you got yourself the Mercedes or the BMW, whatever it is, whatever your status symbol happens to be, you feel good about yourself. It's kind of fun for many people to have that kind of, you know, that kind of luxury in their lives. And there's also a status symbol with it because that also lets everybody else know that you're somebody to be respected, right? Well, that's some of the conditioning that we have. That's a lot of what the media would tell us people, you know, look at to determine whether we are successful or not. Because so many of us have been conditioned to believe that success has nothing to do with us. It's always in the eyes of somebody else. And that we somehow have to prove ourselves successful. And that's how we do it. By having the big bank account, by having the big house, by having the three cars, by having the summer house in Tahoe, or a ski resort, or whatever else you got going on, that is some of our conditioning, and that's some of the game of the rat race. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, especially if it works for you, especially if it's fun, especially if it's something that you feel, and only you can answer this, that you feel brings out the best of who you are as a human being. But what really seems to be obvious here is there is so much that each of us could experience here, a wealth of living that has absolutely nothing to do with money. About having such a deep comfort in our own physical bodies that we can share the most profound truths of who we really are and just let them out. Whether you call it love, you call it laughter and humor, you call it peace, or even as John Bonanno talked about, every now and then you get to have some anger because not everything goes our way, you know? And we are these, unlike Brahma, who was all things to everything and was all that is, we are these things called human beings that are sentient beings. We are feeling, and frankly, one of the gifts of being human is having this full range of emotion. So we're not always going to be on this hum of delirium or ecstasy or, you know, even something that would not otherwise be called a drug. We get the full range of emotion, and sometimes it's disappointment, and sometimes it's sadness, and sometimes it's anger. And thank goodness, it's only sometimes. So given the fact that these are just feelings and simply emotions, as John pointed out, if we really want to live the life of our dreams, if we really want to lead others and inspire others and lead ourselves to go beyond wherever we've been in love, in laughter, in relationship, and even financially, is there really any emotion to be afraid of? Why not feel it, move through it, and to the extent that we remember the truth of who we really are, Brahma, to the extent we remember that real truth of who we really are, I got to tell you, those emotions blow through really fast. And you come to a place of love, joy, and wealth beyond limit. And that's what it's about. That's Inside Wealth. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.